Helping out. Text by Nicholas Brash. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1. Unpaid work. Unpaid work is work that people do without getting paid for it. Everybody does unpaid work. Mowing the grass, ironing clothes, and cleaning the kitchen are all examples of unpaid work. Even people who have a paid job do unpaid work. Communities couldn't operate if people didn't do unpaid work. A lot of needy people wouldn't get help. This is because communities can't afford to pay people to do all the jobs that are needed. Even a household couldn't operate if people didn't do unpaid work, like vacuuming the carpet. Chapter 2. Home duties. Home duties are unpaid jobs that are done at home. Looking after young children is an example of a home duty. In some homes, the person who stays home with young children has to stop doing paid work. Home duties also involve tasks like cleaning the house, washing the car, and mowing the lawn. Some households pay someone to do these tasks for them. But in most households, people don't have enough money to pay other people to do their home duties. Chapter 3. Carers. Carers are people who care for other people. The people they care for need special help. It may be because they are elderly. It may be because they have had an accident or have a medical condition. It may be because they live alone and just want some company. Many carers care for someone in their own family. They might care for their parents when their parents can no longer look after themselves. Or they might look after their nieces or nephews. Many grandparents look after their grandchildren during the day. This is so both of the children's parents can go to work and earn an income. Some carers choose to care for people who are not members of their family. These carers just want to help people in need. By doing this, they are also helping the family of the person being cared for. This is because the family doesn't have to find the money to hire a paid worker to help the person in need. The carer is also helping the community. This is because the community doesn't have to find the money to pay for someone to help the person in need. Chapter 4. Volunteers. Volunteers are people who do a job for the satisfaction of helping others. Volunteers do many different types of jobs. Some volunteers read books onto tapes so that people with poor eyesight can listen. Some volunteers deliver meals to elderly or sick people. Some volunteers help tourists who visit a city during a major event, like the Olympic Games or the Commonwealth Games. Volunteers help whenever a community is hit by a natural disaster. Volunteers assist in putting out bushfires. They might also help to evacuate people from areas that have been flooded or hit by an earthquake or tsunami. A community may not recover without the help of volunteers. Some communities require volunteers more than others. Communities that don't have much money require a great deal of help from volunteers. Communities with a large number of elderly people might require more help from volunteers than communities with more young people. Without volunteers, some communities couldn't operate.